This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us here. Of course, you can call in and talk about anything you want, though right now calls will be restricted to folks with questions for our special guest, Jeff Berwick. He is the Dollar Vigilante. You may also know him as the host of Anarchast in our studio here in Keene, New Hampshire. I'm Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We're bringing Jeff on here to talk about the third most popular cryptocurrency, the third most, I guess, valued cryptocurrency by market cap right now. It's called Steem. And I became aware of this. Jeff, welcome to the show, by the way. You are live with us from, I believe, your home in Acapulco, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Good to see you, Daryl. I just want to let you know you were my choice for the Libertarian Party, and it's unfortunate that two neocons essentially took over that party now, but you were my main choice.
Thank you.
Yeah, Daryl, for those that don't know, he ran for president under the Libertarian Party banner. And as you pointed out, Jeff, unfortunately, the party has been infiltrated for quite a while by the conservatives. And they were once again successful, as they were in 2008 and 2012, in getting their person involved. But all that aside, we're here to talk about this cryptocurrency plus social blogging platform known as Steem. And Steemit. Steemit is the social blogging platform. It's a website, steemit.com, steemit.com. And then Steem is the cryptocurrency or the blockchain-based thing, the technology that sort of powers
And there's
this.
Actually two cryptocurrencies tied to this thing, but you can't actually access one of them for like 2 years.
Things get a little complicated. Let's start.
They're very complicated.
Let's start at the beginning here. For those that don't know, what's a cryptocurrency, Jeff? How would you explain that to the total noob?
Oh, we got to start all the way back there. What a cryptocurrency?
We got to remember. There's always new people tuning in. You know, we've got people listening on radio stations all around the country, and they don't know what we're talking about.
I understand a lot of people still don't know what Bitcoin is. Bitcoin, of course, started in 2009. It was essentially the first real cryptocurrency, and it's a currency that is only available digitally. And a lot of people say, "Oh, that sounds crazy. That's just computer money." Well, if you think about it, the U.S. dollar is almost all digital as well. Most people receive their paycheck, gets automatically put in their bank account. That's all digital. They then pay for things through their online banking. That's all digital. Actually, very little is actually done in cash anymore. So the U.S. dollar and all fiat currencies are almost all digital as well. So there's not that much different there. The big difference with cryptocurrencies, and not all cryptocurrencies are the same. There's actually now thousands of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the main ones, the ones that are doing really well, are completely decentralized. So it means no one actually controls them. There is no one place. There is, for example, with Bitcoin, there is no Bitcoin CEO. There is no Bitcoin office. If there was, the Bitcoin CEO would already be in jail, and the Bitcoin office would already be SWAT teamed by the FBI, the CIA, the IRS, because they don't want anyone competing in the money system with the fiat currency and central banking system, which is how they actually control most of the world and most of the governments. So the cryptocurrency is incredibly exciting for that reason. It also, with fiat currencies, of course, you have central bankers, and they always print up money. That's all they do. Quantitative easing and things like that, constantly inflating the currency, which actually devalues the currency over time. So
when it devalues the currency, it actually literally steals the value from your pocket. Essentially, it's like a hidden tax on all the people who are holding U.S. dollars.
Right, and we all know that the government figures are BS. But even based on government figures, the U.S. dollar has lost 97% of its buying power over the last 103 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And that it is one of the most nefarious sort of taxes that most people aren't even aware of. People do realize that prices go up over time, but because they're not taught in their state-run government indoctrination camps how the money system works, and they will never be taught that. And it's never on CNBC. It's never on CNN. It's never on TV at night when they watch their television program and how it all works. Most people have no clue how it works. But it was actually Ford who created the automobile in the early 20th century already said that if people actually understood how the money system works, how the central banks work, there'd be a revolution
tomorrow. Oh, they'd be outraged. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah,
and
Bitcoin
so cryptocurrencies fix that quite a bit.
Right. Bitcoin puts the, you know, the power of money into the hands of the people, which is a huge paradigm shift. You know, instead of it being in the hands of banks and governments, it's now in our hands. And so there have been all these kind of Bitcoin imitators out there over the last several years. As you mentioned, there's like 1,000 of them. If you go to coincap.io, you can scroll down a list and you can see at least 600 of those 1,000 of them. And it kind of shows you what they're worth and, you know, how many of them there are out there. And you can learn about them all if you want. But, you know, there's only some of them that are really relevant. And that's probably, you know, the top 10. And number three right now underneath Bitcoin and Ethereum is Steam, S-T-E-E-M. It's shot up to number three in, what, the last month or so? This thing hasn't even been around very long at all. It's an incredible, you know, initial success story. But what is it that, and you're new to this too, just like me. I found out about it about a week ago. You told me you found out about it, what, 3 days ago, 4 days ago now?
I think it was about 5 days now. It's been a whirlwind since then.
Yeah, so, like, what, you know, how'd you come across this, first off, and what were your initial thoughts?
Well, I actually had heard about it a month or two ago. I'm the dollar vigilante. I've been covering Bitcoin. We're the biggest financial, or the fastest growing financial newsletter in the world, and by far the biggest financial newsletter that's been covering cryptocurrency since 2011 when Bitcoin was at $3. It's currently around $600. So because of that, I've been covering cryptocurrencies, and most recently we covered Ethereum in January of this year. It's gone up 600% since we covered it. So we're looked at as sort of the people who are really covering this space from a financial investment point of view. And so many people, many of our subscribers, we've got thousands of them around the world, were sending me, you got to check out Steemit, you got to check out Steemit. And I get emails and messages like that, like 30 or 40 a day, and a lot of them look really good. And so I was like, okay, it's a social network that's based on the blockchain. That sounds very interesting, but I'm busy. I have other things to look at. And it wasn't until about 5 days ago that I said, okay, I'm going to take a look at this thing. And I saw a video by Sterling Lujan, who's actually a friend and a YouTuber, and he's also going to be speaking at our Narcopoca conference. He posted a video and he said, Steemit's going to change everything. And I watched it. I went, hey, he's got some really good points on this. I definitely have to check it out. So I just went to the site and I just posted, the Dollar Vigilante is now on Steemit. And my post made $15,000 through upvotes. And that got my attention. And then I really started to look into what it is. And I have to tell you, I've been looking into it nonstop for the last 4 days. And the more I look into it, the more excited I am about it.
But can you actually withdraw that $15,000 that they claim that you have?
Here's where things get complicated.
Yeah, and I should state for the record, I've only been into this for 4 days, so I don't know all the fine details of everything. I still haven't looked into exactly how the structure of all the cryptocurrencies, because there's sort of three. There's a Steem dollar, there's a Steem power, and then there's Steem, and they're all interrelated, and it's very complicated. I actually read through the whole white paper a couple days ago, but it was also quite genius how they structured it. So your question is, can you take those dollars out? So here's how it works. So I made $15,000 on that post because so many people, it's just so happened that I'm one of the biggest names in the Liberty movement, and most of the Liberty movement are in on this, or not most, but many people who are into Liberty are on this site already because they see the potential for the Liberty movement.
I want to stop you right there for a moment. I mean, if you actually go to steemit.com and you look at the topics, there's like a category listing on the right-hand side. Anarchy, anarchism are two of the most popular topics. I mean, far more so than the word libertarianism in there.
Are they listing these things alphabetically? Because
no.
If so, it makes sense.
No, they're not listing them alphabetically.
And is it tied to you? Because is
no,
it,
okay. Not at all. In fact, there's even a page, I'm going to try to find it, that'll actually show you how many posts are in each category. And anarchism and anarchy are very heavy post subject. Categories.
Okay, but that still doesn't answer the question of can you pull your money out?
I was adding to what Jeff was saying here. This is a very kind of anarchist-heavy website as far as the users, the posters, that sort of thing. All right, so go ahead, Jeff. Let's talk about, you know, answer the question for Daryl, because I don't think you or I have actually successfully done this yet, and I'm sure
you can explain have.
Why. You have.
I actually have, and I'll go into that, but I just want to continue on that one point for 1 second. When I looked into who constructed Steemit and Steem currency, I looked into it, and it turns out they're both anarcho-capitalists. Of course, you would think that, right? They're into cryptocurrencies. Most of the people who are into that are still anarcho-capitalists. So I interviewed them on my show Anarchast, and it was very, very interesting. Dan Larimer, who's one of the guys, he's a genius, in my opinion, from what I've looked into.
He was involved heavily with BitShares.
That's right.
I'm not familiar with that. Stand by, Jeff. We're going to bring you back here. You've got some time to spend with us here, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Jeff Berwick is here, the Dollar Vigilante. Our toll-free number, if you've got a question, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. But can you actually get the money out of this system? We'll find out coming up.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have 4 more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day, America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We have Skype, but if you call Skype, you won't be able to actually talk to Jeff Berwick because he's on Skype, and Skype doesn't really have an easy ability to do conferencing. So if you've got a question, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We are talking about Steam and Steemit, this new cryptocurrency combined with a social blogging platform. A number of people are very, skeptical, rightly so, of this, concept. There have been a lot of altcoins that are sort of trying to ape Bitcoin out there, and some of them have come and gone. They do what's called a pump and dump. They get people all excited. They get them into a buying frenzy, and then the people who got in early dump theirs into the market. The price crashes, and, they did okay, but the people who get in later on, not so much. Bitcoin.com, by the way, is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or even engage with the community on our Bitcoin forum. You can even find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with the cryptocurrency. The source for all of your Bitcoin needs and news is Bitcoin.com. We go back to Jeff Berwick, our special guest from Anarchapulco. He is with us here, also known as the Dollar Vigilante. Jeff, welcome back. You were talking about joining up with Steemit, which is this new social blogging platform that's sort of blockchain-based and essentially tied in with the cryptocurrency. It's hard to kind of...
There's a social network that has a cryptocurrency and a blockchain.
Basically, and the blockchain is sort of the guts of the Bitcoin universe or some of these altcoins.
Cryptocurrency,
yeah,
yes.
Cryptocurrencies. So, Jeff, I think you were in the middle of explaining something, and then Daryl
about
had a question.
So he was trying to explain whether or not you can actually withdraw funds out of Steemit and how that's possible.
Right. Actually, I was just trying to finish up my last point, which was just that this is mostly all anarcho-capitalist sort of run, and many of the people on the site in the very early days are mostly all anarcho-capitalists. So it's actually kind of cool for that reason. So you can just see all the anarchists on there. But to get to your point, to answer your question, can you take money out? So I'm no expert on all this stuff yet. I'm 4 days in, but here's what happened. I've made around $30,000 so far. I posted every day since I posted the first time. Here's what happens. So when you see my post where I got $15,000, 75% of that money goes to me. 25% goes to the people who upvoted, and I think maybe even commented on the post. So I get 75% of that. So that's, I went to public school. I can't do it in my head, but let's just say it's $12,000.
Okay.
So that $12,000 is mine. Now half of that gets put into Steam Power, which you can actually take it out over a 2 year period. You can take out, it takes a full 2 years to take it fully out, and the other half actually goes into liquid Steem dollars. So of that $12,000, I would have $6,000, and that $6,000 I can take out immediately if I want, and I did. I took out a few thousand just to try it. And
Hold on a second. It wasn't immediate when I looked at it.
It was after your post is done being voted upon, and Sometimes it's usually 12 hours, and sometimes can go as long as 24 hours. There's all sorts of variables on why, but once it's done being voted upon, then the money gets released. So I know, Ian, you have like $4,000 on there today. So after that's done being voted on, you'll have around $3,200, whatever it is, and then $1,600 will go into Steem Power, and then you'll have $1,600 immediately available.
Right. So the Steem dollars, what you're talking about here, that is what you're saying is immediately available. It's not quite immediate from what I saw. I went in there and tried to convert that into Steem, which could then be traded for things like Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies on exchanges. And it told me there was a 5-day waiting period or a 1-week waiting period or something like that before it actually completes the conversion into Steem.
Oh, I think what you did was you tried to power up into Steem Power, and
nope.
That takes a week.
Nope.
No,
nope. Okay. I'm on Steemit.com. Went into the wallet option, and then what I'm looking at here is it shows me Steem dollars. I've got 1,247, and so I told it I wanted to pull out 100 of those. And that's when it says there's a waiting period, which is kind of a little strange. And I don't really know how to explain why they, have put that delay in there.
Well, I'm not sure exactly, but I know you just posted for the first time. Your first post that actually got any traction was in the last 24 hours.
That's
so you
correct.
Might still be within that 24-hour period. But I personally, I know someone else, Larkin Rose, who pulled out money as soon as the upvote period was over. We were able to pull it out. So what happened was after that period, I decided to transfer. I transferred about $1,500 just to see if it would work. And I transferred to, I don't even know how to pronounce it, Poloniex.
Poloniex or something? Yeah, that's the one I've registered at too.
And I transferred the dollars there, and then I immediately exchanged them on the market for Bitcoin, and then I had 3 Bitcoin sitting in my my Bitcoin wallet. So okay. it definitely does work.
So one of the things that really strikes me kind of as odd, actually two things. They say that they give everybody $10 worth of Steam power when they sign up. So basically they're just creating new Steam power for every new user, I guess.
That's basically my understanding. Yes. But there is a restriction that...
Right, that's the thing, you can't withdraw for 2 years.
Well, no, but beyond that, you can't withdraw it until you have 100 Steam. So you have to participate in the network and earn more Steam in order to, or more Steam power in this case, in order to even be able to withdraw it. So it's not like you can just go sign up and then cash out the 10 Steam dollars right away.
And also they peg the Steam to the U.S. dollar, so that it doesn't fluctuate?
Well, there's this. Okay, so this is, you know, so there's Steam, there's Steam Power, and there's Steam Dollar. So Steam Power is my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff, the Steam Power is basically sort of an investment in the future of Steam. And this is where I think a lot of people are getting the scammy feel from Steam. For those people out there that are saying this is a Ponzi scheme or some sort of a scam, the idea that, you know, money is tied up, I'm sure makes a lot of people nervous. But from their perspective, it, you know, having the Steam Power, basically the people with the Steam Power have more influence in posting or voting up posts. Is that right, Jeff?
I'm, again, no total expert. I'm still looking into how all these three currencies work together, but I have I understand enough that the Steam Power definitely does improve your upvoting. So if you become, if you make quite a bit of money on there and you power up to Steam Power, you will have more voting power on the site. Your posts will also get more Steam dollars when people vote upon them. So it was explained to me by Dan Larimer, who's one of the founders of it, that essentially Steam Power is almost like holding an equity position in Steam, and so you get benefits of ownership of sort of the platform because of that. The exact benefits I'm still a little bit unclear on, but I have to say, after finding out everything about how it all works, or not everything, but looking into a lot of how it works, I've actually been powering up a lot of my stuff, because I think this site and this currency potentially has a massive potential. And I know what the main question here is: where is this money coming from? That's what everyone always
asks.
That's
a big question.
Well, and, I mean, that's the question of all fiat currencies, because, I mean, even Bitcoin is a fiat currency. I mean, they're not necessarily trading anything when they create it.
Well, the word
fiat means by decree. So right. Satoshi Nakamoto wrote a white paper that decreed a currency into existence once people actually started the program.
He specified what the inflation would be and how often it would, you know.
Right, it's a transparent free market fiat currency, but it's a fiat currency.
All right, so let's talk about where the money comes from here in moments. Jeff Berwick is with us. He's the Dollar Vigilante. His, by the way, his website, anarchast.com, that's his podcast. And, of course, Dollar Vigilante. Is it .com, Jeff?
Yes, it is.
All right, more coming up here with Jeff. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450 free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want, although right now your call should be restricted to Jeff Berwick, because we do have a special guest on the line with us here. He is also known as the Dollar Vigilante, and just recently got into the Steam platform / cryptocurrency, which is a very interesting case, and we're going to dig deeper into it here in a few moments. Jeff has generously given us more time here as we can continue this discussion, because it is something that I think a lot of people are talking about. I'm seeing a lot of posts show up on social media from Steam. So on, when I'm looking at a Facebook feed, I'm seeing more and more people reposting Steam articles. So it seems like there are a lot of people going over there and actually participating in this social blogging platform. And it doesn't cost anything to actually sign up for the website, which is good. So, you know, the only way you would really, if this is some sort of scam, and some people are suggesting it is, if it is some sort of scam, at the very least, they're not requiring money up front to just join and, you know, blog on their platform or, you know, upvote other people's blogs. The investment, if you were to want to invest into it, then I think what they're trying to pitch is the Steam Power. So there's sort of like three different cryptocurrencies all rolled into one here. There's Steam Dollars, there's Steam Power, and then there's Steam. So Steam is the actual currency, the actual cryptocurrency that can be exchanged on Bitcoin exchanges for Bitcoin, which, Jeff, you say you've already done successfully. I'm working on doing it myself. Then there's Steam Dollars, which are tied to the U.S. dollar. I think that brings us back to the question that you were asking, Daryl.
Right.
Why is that?
Why is it tied to the U.S. dollar? And if it is tied to the U.S. dollar, why the hell do they need a blockchain?
It's something I don't fully understand. I actually asked the founders, and they explained it briefly. It's very complicated. You have to look at the white paper to see why they did it and how they did it. So I actually can't answer that question. I do want to state as well, I'm not telling anyone to go out and buy Steam, the cryptocurrency. I have not looked into it enough to know how it all works yet. As you can obviously see and hear, I have no idea exactly how it all works. I'm trying to figure it out, though, because I find it fascinating. But the one thing that I think I do understand about how it works, I actually think is quite genius. And even if Steam in the end doesn't fully work out for whatever reason, if it wasn't designed properly and it has a problem or whatever it is, I think the potential of a blockchain-backed cryptocurrency that has a social network tied to it is absolutely massive. Steam, it could be the one that actually, the very first one and the one that actually does it. Here's how it actually works. Here's where the money comes from. With Bitcoin, as far as I understand it, again, I'm 4 days in here, so I'm starting to look back at this in a few months and laugh at the mistakes I'm making in describing it. But essentially with Bitcoin, the way Bitcoin is created is by miners. So people have to go out, buy a bunch of expensive computer equipment, spend a bunch of time, get a big power bill, and create Bitcoin. And it takes time to do. With Steemit, from what I understand, most of the currency is actually created by the people creating the content. So there are miners, and they're actually out there. That's how the blockchain exists. But the majority of the money from the mining goes to the creators of the content. So that is absolutely fascinating way to do it. And so it's actually not that much different than Bitcoin in that way. And so for that reason, I don't see how this is entirely a Ponzi scheme or scam. And whenever I post on Facebook or wherever and I say, hey, you should get on here and start posting, I know I have so many friends. I've got literally dozens who've made thousands of dollars just posting stuff on there. And I just say, go on there and post. Who knows? Maybe you'll make some money. And I always get one or two people come on and they go, it's a scam. And I'm like, well, I always say, well, a scam is when you invest money into something and it's not what they said it was and you lose your money. This is something where you go and you post something and you make money.
Or if somebody tells you, hey, I have put $10 million in your account on this social network, but then you can't actually access it. That would also be a scam. This thing sounds a lot like the social network site Sue. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of that
one. Yeah, I was on
TSU.
Yeah.
Okay. That one folded last week.
Was that a cryptocurrency?
Wasn't a cryptocurrency. It was one of these social networks to where we pay you to post.
Hmm.
And they would tell people you've got money in your account.
But in this case...
But you couldn't actually withdraw the money from the account until you had over $100.
Sure, but in this case, Jeff says he has successfully withdrawn, and Larkin Rose, who are both two well-known libertarians.
Okay. Two people were able to withdraw money, and there were a couple of people who were able to withdraw from Sue as well.
Those are two people that we know, Daryl.
Right, but what I'm saying, let me finish my full analogy before you interrupt and tell me my analogy's wrong. Sue was telling people, you've got money in your account, but you can't withdraw until you reach $100. And there were a couple of people that were able to withdraw, and then they shut down last week and said, we will only give money to the people that had enough to be able to withdraw.
Okay.
So,
well, if that's one of the rules and you know what it is going in, you know that you need to reach a certain level in order to be able to pull the money out of the system, then that's, you know, it's pretty transparent, right? Like, that wasn't hard for me to learn that, oh, you've got to have X amount. Well, you've got to have 10 times, basically, the amount of what they give you for free when you start on the system.
Yes, it's transparent, but it gets people's hopes up to where people are like, I can go post on the internet and become a millionaire.
No, I don't think anybody thinks they're going to become a millionaire.
There are people that think they're going to get rich posting on this site. This guy posted something, and in a day, he got $10,000.
Well, it definitely gets your attention.
If I post for 100 days, then I'll become a millionaire.
Go ahead.
Well,
that's
the same with football,
right? Every kid wants to be an NFL player. Oh, look, Tom Brady makes $30 million a year. I want to do that, but that doesn't mean it's a scam. It just means a lot of people are idiots.
You know, most people don't get paid anything for their posts on social media, and if all you get is $3, $5, or whatever, that's $3 or $5 more per, like I'm talking about per post. You know, if all you make is a few bucks per post, then that's still more than you would get from Facebook or Twitter or anywhere else that people are posting content for free. I mean, I've blogged for a decade at freekeen.com and never made more than a handful of donations from some generous people that have thrown me $5 here or there over time. So, I mean, let's be realistic. You're not likely going to make $1 million on your first post. When I posted on Steam the first time, I made 18 cents on that first post. Now, since then, I posted a few more times, and then last night I got one that kind of hit it big, and so more people saw my other posts, and now those have more votes, and you know they have more dollars attached to them. So I share a lot of your concerns, Daryl. I want to make sure that you can actually withdraw from this system. I believe Jeff when he says he's done that successfully, and there are other people posting on the site, obviously, who are claiming they've done that successfully. So I'm testing it now myself. I've asked it to withdraw 100 of the Steam dollars, and I will let you know when that actually transpires as to how much Steam actually comes out. I don't know if I'm going to get 100 Steam or some lesser amount of Steam, and then obviously I've got to convert that to Bitcoin. So I think it is going to be a learning experience for a lot of us here. And Jeff, you're just about as new to this as I am. So there's the Steam cryptocurrency, there's Steam Power, which is kind of like an investment into the Steam system. And then there's the Steam dollars, which are, they describe them as tokens worth about $1 worth of Steam.
Right. That's the one that never fluctuates more than one penny in either direction from a U.S.
That's not
dollar.
True. That's not true, actually, because right now it's around 90 cents. It actually fluctuates quite a bit.
Well, their white paper says it's not supposed to fluctuate more than a penny.
Huh. Well, it has. So, a lot of these things are all very new, very speculative. It's actually really just a big experiment. But so far, I found the experiment to be fascinating. And when I tell people about Steam and they go on there, a lot of people say, I'm not going back to Facebook because why would I? I can get a lot of the same stuff on Steam and I have the potential to possibly make some money. And even just little things like commenting on posts and upvoting other posts, you can make a little bit of money. It might not be a lot for your average person. It might be $1 or $2 or even less, possibly. But if you're on there and you're actually adding value to the site, you have the potential to actually make some money. And as Ian found out, and he pointed out rightfully that nothing from his blog for 10 years, and we already in a few days. I mean, he's an extreme example because he's quite well known and famous. But so it's not going to happen for most people unless they write an amazing post.
Well, my point was, like, even though I'm fairly well known, I still only got 18 cents out of that first post. So I think people need to go into this with a realistic expectation that you've got to put some time into it. And the system supposedly rewards people for curating the system, meaning that voting up posts, getting rid of spam posts. There's apparently ways to actually get rewarded for curation as well. So this really is a fairly more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Hold on.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you've got comments or a question for our guest, Jeff Berwick, he is the Dollar Vigilante, and he's one of the newer posters over at Steam. And I called him an overnight success on there, and you actually ended up making a whole other blog post about why you were apparently an overnight success. As you pointed out, Jeff, it took you 20 years to become an overnight success, and I thought that was a really well-written post. If you want to sum that up, you're welcome to.
Yeah, and I made $4,000 off the post, too, so that was good. But, I saw that your comment. I saw a bunch of others basically saying the same thing, like, oh, Jeff Berwick just comes on here and he makes all this money. What a lucky guy, or, you know, it's just because of this, or just because of that. And I made a post just saying, I've actually been doing things like this for 20 years straight. I've been writing an article a day at the Dollar Vigilante for the last 6 years. I do almost a YouTube video a day. I've been doing, even beyond that, at my financial site in Canada, which is still the top financial website in Canada, called Stockist.com. Way back in the 1990s, I was posting every day, writing articles every day. So this is sort of what I do. And of course, during that entire period, I've grown quite a large following of people. So for me to come onto a site like that and have such big success, a lot of people just, oh, well, he's just lucky or whatever. It's just like anything. And that was sort of my point about Tom Brady and football earlier. It's like a lot of people seem to get this impression that they can just go on there and write a blog post about how they painted their fence this weekend and they're going to make some money. What I do as a, sort of for my entire life is be a communicator, be a media person, and especially be a writer. So for me, this is something I've done and cultivated my skills and my following and my ideas over decades. So it's not something super easy. And so for anyone out there, if you just think you're going to go on there and post some lame article, you're going to make some money, you're probably not. But I think this is is going to be the future of social media. And that's the part that's really exciting about it, because we haven't even talked about the really good things about Steemit yet, like the fact that you can't censor anything.
Tell me more about that, because for our listeners just tuning in.
Hold on. I thought you said that posts could be removed.
There is a way of flagging posts, and there are people who have the ability to curate. So I'm not sure. That's why I want to hear more about the claim that is somehow censorship-free.
I'm not sure of the exact details. Again, I know you can flag posts, so that is possible. But what I don't think it can do is what Facebook does. And there's so many of us who are freedom fighters out there. I know you guys, even at Free Talk Live, I'm surprised how many views you get on your page. You're obviously not getting out to your entire audience on Facebook. I know people like Luke Radowski who have tens of thousands of followers. Luke Radowski of We Are Change, he'll post something on Facebook, he'll get like 4 likes. So they severely limit our audiences on platform like Facebook, whereas Steam is all based in the blockchain. So everything actually does go into the blockchain and cannot be changed after that. The thing is, Steemit is actually just a interface. It's a front, the front for the blockchain. Actually, you could start your own Steemit. You could start Steemit2.com and just log into the blockchain and put up all the content.
So you could have a Steemit where there is no a way to moderate down a post, where the spammers could just spam, and then there's no way to actually control that. But what you're saying is, even though someone posts spam via the system, it's still on the blockchain, but the moderators of Steemit, who are the participants in the system, basically, the people who have the voting power because they've been participating, they've been submitting content, they've been voting things up, they've been curating the posts, they're the ones who decide whether something is or is not spam or is not wanted. But what your point is that all that spam's still there on the blockchain, it's just not showing on this particular site.
Right, and just like on Facebook, if you post a spammy post on your profile, it's still on your profile. It might not show up in other people's news feeds.
Possibly, but Facebook obviously does do a lot of things to make sure a lot of your information is not seen if they don't want it to be seen. And that is a lot less on something like Steemit, where it's all immediately in the blockchain and cannot be changed after that, as far as I know. And so then it's just the interface. So, if Steemit at some point, Steemit.com, starts to get really crazy and starts blocking all kinds of people, someone else might start another Steemit2.com and use the blockchain and put up those posts that they want up there. So it's definitely more decentralized, much, much more decentralized, which is a good thing. And as Ian pointed out, the people who can, as far as I understand it, mark some things as flagged or mark them as spam, they're people who actually have some level of ownership of the thing. So it's a little different than Facebook, where if Mark Zuckerberg goes to the White House and they say, make sure no one sees anything about how that no one's going to Hillary Clinton press conferences, he just does that. Whereas with something like Steemit, there'd be a large amount of people who would be involved in making any sort of decisions on anything like that. And I don't think they'd really even have that level of control that they do on Facebook.
The base of the user base seems to be very heavily libertarian and anarchist. In fact, I was actually introduced to Steem by Randy Clemens, who is a blogger and a liberty activist in Manchester. He's on the line with us right now. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live with Jeff Berwick.
How's it going?
Hey there.
Hey, well, I've definitely been excited about Steemit. My intro post where I talked about moving to New Hampshire for the Free State Project, it resonated pretty well and actually ended up making about $500. My other posts have fallen a little flatter, but I really like that mentality of I'm not making money posting this anywhere else. So it's really just found money that that I'm getting, and I want to keep it invested in this system. So if everything craps out, I didn't put anything into it. It's not really risk to me. It's speculation, and I'm excited with what I'm seeing.
Now, people who are investing in this, it would seem that the attraction is that sort of social capital, the idea of, well, if I'm invested in this system, then I'm more of one of these what they call whales, people with bigger influence in the system, the ability to vote up and have more power in their vote ups. So that would seem to me to be the attraction. Because the big question is, we talked about, well, where's the money coming from earlier? Well, the other question is, why would someone want to actually invest in this, especially given that they're going to hold that investment payment for a 2-year period. That, for some people, is going to scream, you know, possible scam, look out, you know, you can't get your money out after you put it back in.
And they have had people that have thrown investment capital into this thing so that they could pay out some of the people that were getting payouts.
Well, it would seem that the desire that, you know, amongst the average user would be, you know, I would want to put money into this so I could have more ability to influence the system, to vote up things, in sort of the same way that people will pay into one of the mobile games so they can get more points or get, you know, swords or whatever items. Randy, so you haven't put a dime into this yet, huh?
You know, I did a little bit. I maybe about $25. I emptied out a Bitcoin wallet I had just to see the process. So
I see.
That's about as much steam power as I've purchased thus far. The rest has been from my posts. But I'm seeing great value in this. There's so many. I mean, think about how much money the social media networks are making off everyone else's content when they're not producing a whole lot. It's the users that are. And most importantly to me is there's no ads. So you're not being mined. You're not the product. You know, you're not having sponsored posts getting put in between the stuff you actually want to read. And so that to me is one of the huge benefits thus far.
Interesting.
I've seen it.
All right.
Yeah,
so how can you say that there's no sponsored post if people can put steam power behind one of their posts to get more people to see their post? Then becomes a sponsored post.
Not the same thing. The steam power, as I understand it, gives you the ability to have a greater post influence, meaning that if Randy posts something and I've got steam power, if I vote up Randy's post, it has a greater vote up effect than if someone who's brand new to the system.
Okay.
Votes
so it's
it
not
up.
A I'm putting steam power behind
no.
this post that I made about here's a picture of my supper.
No
so
way to
that
do
more
that.
People see that.
That's correct. No way to do that. The only way your supper would make a popular post is if people were really impressed with your photography or whatever.
Yeah, I should point out that
go ahead, Jeff.
Okay, I should just point out that since I've been on the site the last 4 days, I can see how this could really develop into something where everybody is very addictive. it's like, oh, I want more steam power. Then I can get a lot of my friends' posts who I really, you know, like my friends like Larkin Rose and Luke Radowski, I can get their posts up higher and all that sort of a thing. And I can actually see, I'm just brainstorming or thinking about how this could progress. I could see big media organizations coming into this thing in 6 months or a year when it's already almost taking over Facebook as enough people move over to it and starting to try to buy up all the steam power, which would actually drive up the price dramatically. So this is a very, very interesting experiment, a very interesting innovation,
yeah.
And there's absolutely no way to know how it's going to go, but I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah, that's how I'm looking at it, is as an experiment here. Jeff, do you want to stick with us? Because I see Daryl has another
I've got a very quick question. There are people that are speculating, Jeff, that you might somehow be a financial partner or part owner of Steemit. Are you?
Yeah, I no. I did not even know about it until 5 days ago. I posted on there. I literally did not expect my post to do anything. When it blew up, I decided to look into it. I have no financial interest other than what I've earned off of the interest from the posts that I've actually powered up. I have absolutely no. I didn't even know who the owners were until 3 days ago when I interviewed them.
Jeff, you're welcome to stay if you want. I know you've been on for an hour at this point. It's your call.
I'd be happy to hang around if you guys want me.
Jeff Berwick's here. He is the Dollar Vigilante. Randy, I don't know if you've got more to share. You're welcome to as well. Up to you, Randy Clemens. And we'll continue here. Hour number two is on the way, and you can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't.
Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.